Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Chicago teachers going on strike. We've got the story.
Two teens arrested after shooting incident in northwest Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A Wichita bank is robbed for a second time this month. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office will get an additional $2.6 million. We'll explain why coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Our normal high in Wichita this time of year is 70, and we may be a bit warmer than that today. Our full forecast is coming up.
Civil rights activist and Congressman Elijah Cummings has died.
Elijah Cummings was a sharecropper's son who rose to become chair of the House Oversight Committee. He'd been a key figure in the impeachment proceedings against President Trump. After the release of the Mueller report last spring, he said,
"This is a critical moment in our country's history."
Cummings was raised in Baltimore, which he'd been representing in Congress since 1996. Cummings had led several probes into President Trump's dealings, the president responding by criticizing the city as a rodent-infested mess. Cummings then said at a news conference,
"Do not just criticize us, but come to Baltimore, and I promise you, you will be welcome."
Cummings' office says he died of health complications. He was 68 years old. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A teacher strike begins today in the nation's third largest school district.
Chicago public schools have canceled classes today after the teachers union recommended some 25,000 teachers walk off the job in a strike over pay, other issues, class sizes, and support staff needs.
It's been too many decades that we've been forced and asked to swallow unacceptable conditions in our schools. Yes. And this is our opportunity to be heard and to do something about it.
Union President Jesse Sharkey, a strike would affect some 400,000 Chicago school kids. Mayor Lori Lightfoot has said the teachers' demands would cost the city $2.5 billion that it can't afford. In Chicago, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Police and the FBI are investigating a bank robbery in northeast Wichita.
It happened around 3:20 Wednesday afternoon at the Fidelity Bank in the 2100 block of North Bradley Fair near 21st and Rock Road. The FBI says a man went into the bank, handed the teller a note demanding money. The suspect said he had a weapon but did not show one. The man left the bank with an undetermined amount of money. There were no injuries. A photo of the suspect can be found in the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. This is the second robbery at the same bank branch in the past month. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Gunfire during an aggravated assault in northwest Wichita near 16th and Tyler. Shortly after midnight Monday, police responded to a vandalism call in the 1600 block of North Robin.
An 80-year-old female resident who had reported hearing a loud noise and then discovering damage to her attached garage door, a vehicle inside parked inside that garage, and also damage inside the garage as well. The damage appeared to be from a shotgun. An 18-year-old female was also inside the residence at the time of the incident.
Police Officer Charlie Davidson says the investigation led to the arrest Tuesday evening of a pair of 17-year-old boys, both on charges of discharge of a firearm at an occupied dwelling. One of them was apprehended at the Olive Garden restaurant on North Mays Road. The other teen was also charged with making criminal threats. Investigators believe this was not a random incident and that the suspects knew the 18-year-old woman who was in the house. Officers recovered a shotgun they believe was used in the incident.
Sedgwick County Commissioners approving more money for the Sheriff's Office.
Sheriff Jeff Easter requested an additional $2.6 million for their operating budget, citing an average inmate population of over 1,500, which led to higher food and medical costs, as part of requesting that money. The sheriff also said overtime costs and the effect of shuffling inmates out of the jail as remodeling projects took place were factors. Commissioner Michael O'Donnell told the sheriff he knew that this request was not an easy one.
Everyone up here knows that you do take this financial responsibility very seriously, and I know you did not want to come and ask us for this last infusion because you've never had to.
The commission approved the additional funding unanimously. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Campaign finance reports show Western Kansas Representative Roger Marshall is well ahead of his Republican rivals in fundraising in the U.S. Senate race. Marshall's campaign reported raising more than $572,000 in contributions from July 1st through September 30th and ended the period with nearly $1.9 million in his campaign account. Former Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach raised $250,000 for the period and ended it with about $198,000 in his account. KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Coming up in sports in a few minutes, our weekly Minute with Mitch. Very timely prior to the Chiefs game tonight. It's coming up.
A school resource officer out of a job following a mishap with his gun. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. An event is being held in downtown Wichita this evening featuring Wichita native Zach McDermott and his mother, Cindy.
Zach is now a public defender for the Legal Aid Society in New York and the author of Gorilla and the Bird, a memoir of madness and a mother's love. The hope with this event on Thursday is to continue to chip away at the stigma of mental illness and also continue to have a fun and entertaining evening. Tickets are $45.
All proceeds are being donated to scholarships for mental health, first aid, and applied suicide intervention skills training. The event begins at 5:45 p.m. today at the Wichita Boathouse on the east bank by the Lewis Street Bridge.
A school resource officer is out of a job following a gun mishap.
A Florida sheriff's deputy has been fired after his gun accidentally discharged in a middle school cafeteria. Jonathan Cross had been working as a school resource officer at Waitman Middle School in Wesley Chapel near Tampa when his gun went off on April 30th. The bullet hit a wall. No students were injured. An investigation revealed Cross had been repeatedly removing and replacing his service pistol from its holster, with Cross admitting he had a habit of fidgeting with his gun. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And we've got just now coming out we've got a report of a hit-and-run traffic accident, injury traffic accident, hit-and-run K-15 and I-135. So down there in South Wichita along I-135, news of this accident just coming in. Again, that's K-15 and I-135. Watch for a slowdown. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly clear sky early on, it's going to be sunny and breezy today. Temperatures likely in the upper 60s by around noontime and 73 for our afternoon high. We will be clear and not as cool tonight. Our low 54, then breezy warmer on Friday with a high 76, and our thunderstorm chances will increase late Friday night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, we've got a south wind at 9 miles per hour and 43 degrees. Today is Thursday, October 17, 2019, with Steve and Ted. On this date in 1989, during the World Series, an earthquake measuring 7.1 on the Richter scale struck Northern California, killing 63 people, causing $6 billion worth of damage. And, Ted, the World Series was underway. Was Candlestick Park rocking and rolling a little bit there?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a very frightening situation there for a while.
Then they had to postpone the World Series for a week and a half.
That's right.
While they assessed damage and recovered in San Francisco.
Yeah, it was damage to the freeways out there and the roadways.
Yeah, it was not good. That section of the Bay Bridge collapsed.
Yep.
Bad stuff.
All right, that was in 1989. We're kind of excited about something new. It's called Radio.com Rewind, your way to check out and listen to any KNSS program you may have missed over the past 24 hours.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, yeah, you download the radio.com app, mm-hmm, and you select KNSS. And maybe you missed a big interview, something funny, or just want to hear the entire show. It's easy to navigate. You can pause and rewind any length of a segment. You can choose or take a take a listen to an entire show if you want.
Well, yeah, you can just anything you might have missed or want to hear again. There it is.
It's all up to you. And it's all newradio.com rewind.
Well, that's just fantastic.
So download the radio.com app now and rewind up to 24 hours so you can watch, catch anything you may have missed. Listen the way you want, when
yeah.
you want. That's pretty interesting. That's a neat new deal we're doing.
Because as we churn out award-winning radio here, maybe you want to listen to it again and again.
Thanks. No doubt about it.
Relive the excellence.
All right.
That's what we do all day long.
What? Rewind and listen
yeah,
to ourselves
once,
again?
Yeah, once we're off the air at, you know, at 9 a.m., we sit around and listen to ourselves.
You know, that's not true.
That's not true. Yeah.
You know, that doesn't hold a lot of magic for us to sit around and listen to ourselves what we've done all day. It's just not that exciting. All right, Chicago teachers strike going on, 25,000
yeah.
teachers, 300,000. That's going to be disruptive. I'll tell you what also has been disruptive, and that's been that General Motors strike, but it looks like they may have a deal.
Maybe, yeah.
Fox News Radio's Jeff Bonasso is with us this morning. Good morning, Jeff. I mean, it's Eben.
No, this is Eben Brown from Fox. Good morning.
I beg your pardon. Good morning, Eben. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
So what are we talking about? Are you doing the General Motors strike?
This is a report now from the CDC and their data crunching unit called the National Center for Health Statistics that sadly is showing that there has been a significant spike in the number of suicides and homicides among young people in this country between the ages of 10 and 24, with a particular attention paid to a significant spike of suicides of between the ages of 10 and 14 ever since 2007, that there has been a significant increase, more than almost upwards, I think, of like 20% since then. And overall, those numbers between all age groups over the past 10-plus years has gone up 56%. It's a pretty scary trend to observe and may highlight the need for better mental health interventions across the board. If we're seeing these this many people take their own lives.
You know, and we just, I did one of our public affairs shows on suicide just last week. September was prevention month, I think, and we talked about this and the rates of suicide for different age groups and so forth. But this 10 to 14 age group, ooh, that's very alarming, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is because it's so young, obviously.
Yeah.
Now, this report doesn't get into modes or methods or anything like that. So this is not a gun story or a drug story or anything like that. But it's someone who is looking to take their own life is going to do it with whatever means they can figure out. If they can get access to a gun, they'll do it. If it involves another method, something more gruesome, then that might happen too. It also would include, these numbers would also include accidental suicide, you know, some kind of like drug overdose where it wasn't the intention of the person to die. But still, when numbers are that high, you factor in the intentional suicides as well. And it's just a very sad statistic.
And over the past few years, I've done several stories on this here locally. And we've had a time when there was an increase in men 50 plus. And kind of, they were looking at kind of the local economy was in the toilet, and that might have been the reason why some of these guys were suffering from depression and so forth.
Well, it could be. I mean, usually stems from first of all, mental illness an issue that prohibits you from seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, things getting better than whatever your current situation may be,
right.
And that's something that needs addressing. When it comes to someone so young, you have to ask if there were accidents involved or if there were just some other severe mental illness in which the person was so ill that they really couldn't tell which end was up when they did what they did.
All
of these things will factor in. You know, we see this particular report is specific to the United States. I did speak with one of the statisticians that worked on the report yesterday. She said that while we see higher numbers of suicide and homicide around the world, the numbers are specifically high in the United States.
All right, Eben, thank you for being with us this morning. Fox News Radio's Eben Brown. We're talking about a new report on homicide and suicide death rates for ages 10 to 24. 8:17 now, Stephen Ted here on KNSS, and we have a big football game tonight. Ted, you can hear it right on our radio station. Ted Woodward Sports Now.
Yep, the Kansas City Chiefs are on Thursday Night Football tonight, taking on the Denver Broncos in Denver. The Chiefs, of course, coming off back-to-back losses, want to get their mojo back. The Broncos are coming off back-to-back wins. But the Chiefs have dominated in the division lately. They have won 7 in a row against the Broncos and 22 of 25 against their division foes. But, Steve, here's what we have to keep in mind. The Chiefs are number one in the league in passing offense, but they are in the bottom three in the league in rush defense.
Ooh, yep.
So every team has their game plan now. We are going to run the ball against the Chiefs and control the clock. And until the Chiefs can find a way to stop that, it's going to be a problem.
Yikes.
Chiefs and the Broncos tonight. The Chiefs also have 5 starters injured out of this game. So the backups will be pressed into service. Mitch Holthus has live coverage of Thursday Night Football, Chiefs-Broncos. Coverage begins at 6 o'clock tonight with the broadcast crew. The game will kick off at 7:20 this evening. And that is right here on your radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We will talk college football tonight on KU Football Hawk Talk, the weekly show with head coach Les Miles. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM, as the Jayhawks get ready for a trip to 15th-ranked Texas on Saturday night. Then after Coach Miles, we'll go to Game 4 for the American League pennant. It's the New York Yankees hosting the Houston Astros. Game 4 originally scheduled for last night got rained out. Heavy rain and thunderstorms in the Bronx, so they will try it again tonight. Game 4 at 7 o'clock, Yankees-Astros, and that is on Sports Radio KFH. Starting pitcher for the Astros tonight in Game 4 is former Wichita Wranglers pitcher Zach Greinke. We do have Week 7 of high school football starting up in the state of Kansas this night. We have a few games of local importance. Here in the City League, we've got Bishop Carroll taking on North. That game will be at Heights High School tonight. 5-1 Bueller is hosting Hayes this evening. And undefeated Mays is on the road visiting 4-2 Salina Central. So we've got a few high school football games to watch for tonight here on this Thursday evening. We do have a men's soccer last night. Cowley College went on the road and beat Neosho 4-3 in double overtime. The Cowley men's soccer team now 10-1-1 on the season, and they've won 4 in a row. Speaking of the Chiefs and the Broncos, it was 25 years ago on this night. Same two teams met in Denver, and it was one of the greatest Monday night football games of all time. Joe Montana for the Chiefs, John Elway for the Broncos. Elway laid a late go-ahead touchdown drive, but the Chiefs still had a minute and a half on the clock, and then Joe Montana led the Chiefs on a 75-yard touchdown drive to go ahead with only 8 seconds to go. And the Chiefs won that game 31-28.
Wow.
And that's still regarded as one of the great Monday night football games of all time, and that was 25 years ago on this night.
It's a great finish.
So we'll see if the Chiefs and the Broncos can recapture some of that magic this evening right here on KNSS. That's Sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, keeping it for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says Nancy Pelosi doesn't have enough votes to impeach the president. That's coming up with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And let's talk Chiefs football, brought to you by Superior Rents Equipment Rental.
It's time for a Minute with Mitch.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.